want to apologize to everyone for the delay in producing another episode of the podcast. There have been a multitude of overdoses, some resulting in fatalities and some resulting in people being permanently brain dead. We've had TSU, which is the Tactical Search Unit and Security Unit, come in and do very stiff searches, tore our houses apart, and came in, put us all on the rec field in our boxers, and shook us down. And after additional overdoses, there has been more subsequent searching. It's unfortunate that our country is being plagued by the opioid epidemic. Fentanyl is flooding across the southern border, and it's all thanks to Chinese support of the cartels. It's thanks to a demand in this country for cheap escapes from pain. Our society has collapsed. Morality and ethics are going by the wayside. We have lost sight of things that are important. We've lost sight of the conservative principles and values that caused our country to be the most powerful country on earth and caused us to have such great freedoms and love for that which is good. Now we live in a society of plurality of truth, which is not immorality, it's amorality. Amorality being no real definition of right or wrong. A lack of understanding of real truth and the standard of truth. The moral and ethical guidelines that are broken down for humanity in the Word of God. Practical wisdom that everyone can agree with. If they take the time to actually study it, if they take the time to look at it, they will come to the same conclusion that I have when I came to it as a skeptic. Back in 2009, someone challenged me to read the Word after I was criticizing it, and I had very satanic, self-serving views on life. I was a Democrat supporter. I supported Hillary Clinton in 2008 monetarily, which was a great deal of foolishness to my parents, and fortunately I've reversed course, but the depth of my depravity simply stems from a lack of knowledge. And it is knowledge that I seek to impart to people as I get to know them and hear, and as I speak to you who are out there, whoever you may be. I just want people to embrace truth and embrace the love that God has so graciously given us, a self-sacrificial agape love. It is a verb. It is a verb that he has acted to show us and solidified in us through the power of the Holy Spirit. But what we experience today is broken down in Romans chapter 1, amongst many other places, but I want to read starting at verse 18 and see if this defines our present society and a lot of Western society, and in a perverse way, which I'll show later, the authoritarian ideals of Vladimir Putin and Xi Jinping, who have simply used law and order, crackdown, and dictatorial power to try to solidify their own personal backing while thinking that they're doing the will of God, which in some ways, as I can explain, they are, simply because of the perversity of the culture in which we live. Starting at verse 18 of chapter 1 of Romans, what is revealed is God's anger from heaven against all the godlessness and wickedness of people who in their wickedness keep suppressing the truth. Because what is known about God is plain to them, since God has made it plain to them. For ever since the creation of the universe, his invisible qualities, both his eternal power and his divine nature, have been clearly seen, because they can be understood from what he has made. Therefore, they have no excuse, because although they know who God is, they do not glorify him as God or thank him. On the contrary, they have become futile in their thinking, and their undiscerning hearts have become darkened. Claiming to be wise, they have become fools. In fact, they have exchanged the glory of the immortal God for mere images, like a mortal human being, or like birds, animals, or reptiles. This is why God, no, it's speaking there about idolatry, simple image placement. It's very simple for people to be idolatrous in our society with 1,000+ television channels and every other thing to draw our attention. Whatever is taking your mind off the ball, whatever is preventing you from worshiping Yud Heh Vav Heh, whatever you're spending time giving service to, that is your God. That is your God. Your worship is your viewership. So if you spend a lot of time binge-watching Netflix programs or something, then that image of the beast, that talking face on your screen, is your God. You're spending time worshiping it instead of loving the world, instead of loving the people of the world. It is love of the world that prevents you from loving the people of the world. This is why God has given them up, continuing on at verse 24, this is why God has given them up to the vileness of their heart's lusts, to the shameful misuse of each other's bodies. They have exchanged the truth of God for falsehood by worshiping and serving created things rather than the Creator. Praised be He forever. Worshiping and serving created things. Amen. Verse 26. This is why God has given them up to degrading passions, so that their women exchange natural sexual relations for unnatural, and likewise the men, giving up natural relations with the opposite sex, burn with passion for one another, men committing shameful acts with other men, and receiving in their own persons the penalty appropriate to their perversion. In other words, since they have not considered God worth knowing, God has given them up to worthless ways of thinking, so that they do improper things. They are filled with every kind of wickedness, evil, greed, and vice, stuffed with jealousy, murder, quarreling, dishonesty, and ill will. They are gossips, slanderers, haters of God. They are insolent, arrogant, and boastful. They plan evil schemes. They disobey their parents. They are brainless, faithless, heartless, and ruthless. They know well enough God's righteous decree that people who do such things deserve to die. Yet not only do they keep doing them, but they applaud others who do the same. So, when it comes to authoritarianism, you have Vladimir Putin, with all of his Christian symbolism and the Orthodox Church backing, making him believe that he's doing God's will because he sees this perversity in the United States and in the Western world, this absolute disregard of God that has caused God to actually give people over to supporting LGBTQ and all of the different things that we see, transgenderism and gender reassignment surgery and all of this stuff being normalized. It's not normal in the sight of God. Truth be told, in the name of Jesus Christ, it's not normal. And so what we see Vladimir Putin doing is utilizing religion as a reason to attack the Ukraine for becoming democratized, for becoming westernized, and try to reclaim it for the Soviet bloc. But what God sees in this is misery and anguish being paid back to every human being, the Jew first and also the Gentiles. So Vladimir Putin could be used as a vehicle for the destruction of Western ideals that are perverted in the sight of God, but then he himself, in exercising life with a heart of darkness, and judging people with the judgment of God, is actually going to be punished even more severely. Now it says, and this can be related to the olive tree of Israel, verse 17 of chapter 2 of Romans, that if you call yourself a Jew and rest on Torah and boast about God and know his will and give your approval to what is right because you have been instructed from the Torah, and if you have persuaded yourself that you are a guide to the blind, a light in the darkness, an instructor of the spiritually unaware, and a teacher of children, since in the Torah you have the embodiment of knowledge and truth, then you who teach others, don't you teach yourself? Preaching thou shalt not steal, do you steal? Well, clearly the violation of sovereign territory is stealing that territory. Saying thou shalt not commit adultery, do you commit adultery? Clearly having a multitude of women and having children by them and having girlfriends and everything like that is not exactly any less sinful than the homosexuality previously described. Detesting idols, do you commit idolatrous acts? Setting yourself up as an authoritarian dictator over a people that are suppressed and oppressed while taking and collecting wealth for yourself is rather idolatrous and self-exalting. You who say, verse 23, you who take such pride in Torah, do you, by disobeying the Torah, dishonor God? As it says in the Tanakh, for it is because of you that God's name is blasphemed by the Gentiles. So what do we see? The Christian symbolism being utilized by Vladimir Putin is actually putting disdain for God, furthermore, into the minds of our youth in this country, and seeing this guy as a fanatical dictator who is exercising judgment over us as a free people. That is the definition of an antichrist, using Christian symbolism to set yourself up and exalt yourself above the throne of God to be able to execute people and utilize your personal power to march troops into another sovereign country, killing tons of innocent people, but at the same time, killing your own soldiers because of the pushback, because of the defense. So this man, in his attempts to serve the will of God and exercise judgment on those who are beneath him in his mind's eye, he's simply exalting himself above God and therefore going to be the recipient of God's just wrath. He can go as far as he can go, and he will go as far as he can go. And that means nuclear war. But if our souls are simply sealed with the Holy Spirit, then we have a future and a hope, because Christ will come. Christ will exercise true judgment with humility, without self-exaltation, because there is no need for self-exaltation when you are the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Simply, anyone who opposes him will be slain by the sword that proceeds from his mouth, as described
remaining.
Revelation chapter 19. And I encourage you to read Revelation chapter 19. When we see the descending of the lion, no longer a lamb, he is coming. And it is my hopes. It is my hope that this message will resonate with you and cause you to embrace truth in a time of such cultural confusion. In the name of Jesus Christ, God bless you, and God bless America. Shalom.